All aboard! The Carolina Outdoors is now in session. Welcome, everyone, however you're listening, whether it be early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard, or maybe you're joining us via podcast. Whenever you want to listen to the Carolina Outdoors, it is available iTunes, Spotify, or just head over to jessebrowns.com and hit Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. That's the way you can listen to this program, where we come in each week to break down different listening segments for your listening pleasure, introducing you and many others to what's happening in the Carolina Outdoors and beyond. I'm your host, Bill Barty, and we are powered by jessebrowns.com, where I hang my hat through the week and welcome you to pay us a visit, whether it be online or in store. The brick and mortar is located here in Charlotte in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. So hike and climb your way to the top. The upstairs outdoor store, Jesse Brown's and jessebrowns.com. And there are a whole bunch of different days that are help kind of mark the introduction of springtime. And one of which, of course, is Easter time on the calendar. That helps introduce spring, the spring solstice, spring break, maybe. Many people are finishing up that. The first day of trout season. That's one. The Masters Golf Tournament, of course, in Augusta. And then there's opening day of turkey season. And all of those are either, if you're in North Carolina, those are upcoming like turkey season. But if you're in South Carolina, that is in full effect right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about turkey season in both Carolinas and some requested or recommended, if you will, changes to some upcoming seasons like the one in South Carolina. We'll talk about that here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're also going to talk a little bit about fishing. No, we're not going to talk about opening day of trout season. We've already spoken about that. It is April 6th, 2024 this year. So if you're heading to some of the popular trout streams in western North Carolina, you may take your own rod because the crowds will be out there. Please have your fishing license because they will be checking those. The wildlife officers will be all over making sure people are licensed and appropriate wherever you're going to celebrate the opening day of trout season. The reason we're not talking about it this week is because we talked about it in prior weeks. And if you want to listen to that, you can go to the podcast. Again, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. Type in trout season. In the past week or two, we had Jake Rash, cold water research coordinator for the state of North Carolina, talking about that opening day, which really we must, and he covered this, but opening day of trout season is really a tradition that people enjoy in North Carolina. They come from other states to enjoy in North Carolina. They close the hatchery-supported waters for the month of March in preparation for this April 6th opening day. The biggest difference is you could still wild trout fish in the month of March. You could still delayed harvest trout fish in the month of March. But the hatchery-supported streams, over 1,500 miles of trout streams, are now being opened, and many of those fish that are caught are going to go home for dinner. My old colleague and friend Don Yeager used to say, fit them up for a cornmeal overcoat, because those trout are heading for the skillet. But we are going to talk about fishing, a different version of fishing, because the striper season is still well into effect as they come up the Albemarle Sound and several of the coastal cities up the riverways. We're going to go to Weldon, North Carolina. We're going to have Matthew Wallen on the program and discuss a little bit about the striper run, them, why they're moving up the Roanoke River, and why Weldon, North Carolina, is a place that the anglers collect and enjoy as well. We're getting later in the season, but the fishing is still really good. So we're going to talk to Matthew about that. And, of course, did I mention the opening day of turkey season. That's right, North Carolina hunters, you're not quite open yet, but South Carolina hunters are open. So we're going to talk to an expert a little bit about how we should handle an upcoming opening day of a season, like opening day in North Carolina of turkey season, and how we should handle the season that is already a week long or so in South Carolina, how we, the hunters, should handle our approach, whether it be through scouting, whether it be through decoys, whether it be through calls. All of that are going to be some of the topics that we're going to be discussing. Plus, we're going to be discussing some of the calendar over at Jesse Brown's. For instance, they have a fly fishing workshop. If you're interested in entering into the sport that we talk a lot about here on the Carolina Outdoors, April 17th, that evening, there's going to be a workshop on hand at Jesse Brown's. $250 includes the knot tying workshop, the rigging workshop, and a guided day on the water on April 19th. So take a Wednesday evening off, and then take all day Friday off to learn the sport of fly fishing. More information at jessebrowns.com. Head over to the events page. We're also going to be on hand for Tuck Fest. That's taking place that same weekend, April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Whitewater Center. We're going to have to get them on to talk about what's happening at that festival of outdoor events and music, Tuck Fest at the Whitewater Center. And then April 21st is going to bring us over to an urban hike. We're going to start at Freedom Park and hike up to the No-Da area of Charlotte. We'll have to bring on our friend Drew Thrasher, who helped found and lead that hike, the urban hike here in Charlotte, again, April 21st. The start time, 1 p.m. in Freedom Park. For more information, again, go to jessebrowns.com over to the event page. And the big one, May 4th, is going to bring Blaine Chocolate and the Chocolate Factory to Jesse Brown's. He's going to be teaching some private fly tying classes, as well as a predator and prey rod talk. And then later in the afternoon, a book signing, all with Blaine Chocolate, the famed angler, author, and fly tier, leader of the Chocolate Factory. Hey, I'm the leader of the Carolina Outdoors, Bill Barty. I'm going to take a quick break. Come back on the other side. We're going to jump feet first into what's happening in our Carolina Outdoors.